This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A new $150 million business development is expected to bring about 1,300 jobs to Illinois. City officials in Havana have approved agribusiness and energy projects for the Havana Industrial Park. Integrated Biorefining Corporation is scheduled to break ground this spring at the site, which is located about 45 miles southwest of Peoria. The company says an aquaponics facility will combine hydroponics, or growing plants without soil, with conventional agriculture and will market 20 million pounds of fish annually. The energy project will retrofit locomotive engines to make them more fuel efficient and reduce emissions. Economic Development Director Ron Hills says this project is not only good for the Havana community, but it's significant enough to benefit the entire region. The Montgomery County Farm Bureau will be hosting two private pesticide license review sessions next week, Friday, January 22nd. The morning session starts at 10 a.m. and lasts until 11:30, and the afternoon session starts at 1 p.m. and lasts until 2:30. No tests will be given at the session, but you can learn the latest information in pesticide safety and review and study for an upcoming test. The review will be held at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau building in Hillsboro, and Gary Letterly, who is an extension educator of environmental and energy stewardship, will be heading the review sessions. If you're interested in attending, you can sign up by calling 217-532-6171. A low-interest loan program for farmers has been updated for agriculture's growing needs. The Ag Invest program has loaned more than $1 billion in annual and long-term loans since 2008. I talked to Illinois State Treasurer Michael Frericks about the changes and how the program is beneficial to Illinois farmers.
Our Ag Invest program partners with approved financial institutions, banks, credit unions, across the state to provide qualified farmers and agriculture professionals below-market interest rate loans to start or enhance their farm operations. So they can use that for an annual operating loan, or they can use it to make some capital improvements to their operation as well.
Do farmers have to qualify for these loans? Are there any sort of requirements for them to be eligible?
Yeah, so they work with the local banks. I tell people the state treasurer, I'm the chief banker for the state of Illinois, but I don't run a bank. We make deposits in banks, and so it's very easy. You go to your local lender and ask if they participate in the Ag Invest program, and if they do, using it for qualified agricultural expenses, we'd love to get more money into the local economies. You know, agriculture is the number one industry in Illinois, and making it even more important that we're offering the right tools to help farmers to succeed. And we think with this program, we're providing the financial support needed to assist farmers with their annual operating costs or their capital expenses.
And we just started off the new year, 2016, and with the start of the new year, there have been a couple changes to the program.
Yeah, we made some changes to the program. It's been a program that's been around for nearly three decades. We've made over $1 billion in loans to farmers in the state of Illinois. And I grew up in a farming community, a farming family, and in the Senate, I served as the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. So when I came in the treasurer's office, I looked and said, I want to make sure we're doing everything we can to help out Illinois' number one industry. But what we found was farmers were not taking as much advantage of this program as they have in the past. So we went out and we talked with producers, we talked with the Farm Bureau, we talked with bankers and said, what changes do we need to make this an attractive tool to help grow agriculture in Illinois? We got a lot of suggestions, and that's what just took effect on January 1st.
So ultimately, just trying to help farmers and improve their bottom line, it sounds like.
Yeah, so farming has gotten more and more expensive. You know, in order to put the seed and fertilizer and chemicals onto the ground every year or to buy the equipment, a combine is really expensive. And so one of the changes is loan amounts will increase to $400,000 per farmer or $800,000 per farm operation, and that's an increase from $300,000 and $600,000 respectively. We're also making the loan terms easier and refinancing existing loans easier as well. So we think some of these changes are going to make the program more enticing, more attractive to farmers out there. And like I said, if we can just help give greater access to capital, they're going to help farmers to grow their operations and hopefully be more profitable. That ultimately is going to help the state in the long run.
Anything that we haven't covered about the program or anything else that you might like to mention?
You know, if anyone has any questions, they can check with their local banker or they can reach out to the treasurer's office at 217-558-6217. Or they can go to our website if they want to, illinoistreasurer.gov. So that's illinoistreasurer.gov.
Illinois Treasurer Michael Frericks on the Ag Invest program. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.